Okay, welcome back, and welcome to those who have come from the other group. Badra described this as a special meditation. In a way, it is. It's one that's not done very often in Tri Ratna. It's the Katanyata Bhavana. Katanyata Bhavana. So I imagine everyone's familiar with the Metta Bhavana. This is a five-stage practice also, and it is related. But we're cultivating Katanyata, which of course I'll explain what that is. Katanyata is gratitude. Yeah, and I was very relieved when I learned that in Buddhism, gratitude isn't just a feeling. Because, I don't know about you, I'm not always sure quite what I'm feeling, and I certainly couldn't readily say, oh, I feel overwhelmed with gratitude. It might happen occasionally, but often I don't feel like that. Katanyata is more like a knowledge. So that's the second part, if you're interested in etymology, which I'm not particularly, but nyutta is related to knowledge, and kata is related to action. So it's knowledge of action. And in this case, it's knowledge of action done for our benefit. Yeah. So in other words, you don't need to feel grateful, you just reflect on what's been given to you. Apparently, this is a practice in 12-step programs. You do a sort of gratitude journal where you reflect every night or every morning on what's been done for you in that day or the previous day. And it seems to have, and this has been proved in all sorts of experiments, quite a transformative effect on the mind. Because suddenly from feeling, as we often do, or as you may do, I certainly do sometimes, where that life's rather small and narrow and scared, you know, there's a scarcity of what we want, happiness and all the money and all the stuff we need and want, suddenly actually open up because you connect with all the abundance, actually, of things that we receive. And in the first half, when I was speaking to the other group, I was talking about this jewel that's being held by Ratnasambhava, which is the wish-fulfilling jewel, it's called, as a symbol of that abundance. In a way, the Buddha, in this case Ratnasambhava, he's got the same, in a way, access to the same resources as the rest of us, you could say, in terms of at least in human form, with a body and lungs and food and shelter and all the rest of it. But there's a deep seeing of the reality of quite how much abundance he's in the receipt of, that from that comes this extraordinary giving. That's the Dharana Mudra, and I won't say too much about that. But that's what his two hands are doing. One is holding this wish-fulfilling jewel, the Chintamani, and the other one is this gesture of supreme giving. So we don't cultivate, although it is a great thing to cultivate gratitude because we feel better. Actually, it's not. We don't do it for that reason. We don't do it because our mother always told us we should be more grateful. We do it because it actually is just. It's the nature of reality. We're seeing things more as they are. Our natural way of seeing the world is focused around me, like what I've got, I earned, you know, I studied, I got my qualification, now I've got my job, now I earn my money, it's me. That's our natural thing. Of course it is, and for, I'm sure, perfectly good survival reasons, but as you all know, in through Dharma practice, we're trying to expand, open up a bit that quite narrow sense of me and mine. And the Katanyata Bhavana is helping us see the reality, which is actually, well, ultimately there's no little me that can possibly exist independent of every other condition that independence upon which this experience of me arises. In other words, to put it pragmatically, on all other human beings. Everything we have is given to us. So that's the Katanyata Bhavana. And we'll do that in five stages. So the first stage, just like in the Metta Bhavana, we'll contact, actually this might sound strange, but a sense of gratitude to ourselves, yeah. With that physically and mentally. I mean, we all are doing our best to look after ourselves, whether it's our lungs that keep breathing and the heart keeps pumping, or even the very fact that we brought ourselves here tonight and doing what we can to grow and develop in our lives. Second stage, I'll talk us through a bit while we do it, but the second stage is our parents, right? Now this isn't easy. I mean, most of us have got some kind of well, some of us might have quite a difficult relationship with our parents, and we've probably all got some kind of difficulties in relation to our parents. So it's not an easy one, but it is spoken of in Buddhism as really important to be on, in a way, good terms with our parents, at least in our own mind. It doesn't mean that when we go and spend a weekend with them, we have an amazing time necessarily, although I very much hope you do, but you know, it's more like in our own mind. So even if they're dead, that's not, you know, the inner relationship we have with our parents really matters. Now, I say some parents, we might find it very hard to overcome, difficult emotion in relation to them, but we do try in this meditation to at least acknowledge what they gave us. The very fact that we're here shows they at least kept us alive, they fed us, they clothed us, and so on and so forth. So do what you can with that. I know for some people it is hard. If it's too hard, just don't do it. The third stage is gratitude towards our teachers, not Dharma teachers, just teachers at school, but also the teachers of history. So there's the ones who taught us at school, you know, who taught us to read and write, who introduced us to history, to geography, to how to compose, how to summarize and compose, you know, a collection of ideas or concepts. But there's also the great teachers of history, yeah, whether it's the great artists, the great historians, the great musicians. In other words, everybody who's built up this huge inheritance of richness of culture and knowledge that we have access to, and it's thanks to our teachers that we can access that. And so that's the third stage, our teachers. The fourth stage is our spiritual friends. The term you might come across is our Kalyana Mitras, which Kalyana Mitra really means beautiful, our beautiful friends. Or you could say the friends who, in a way, help us access the beautiful. So that could be the person who taught you to meditate. I'm particularly thinking about the Buddhist context here, but I know some of you may not think of yourselves as Buddhist, so do what you think best. But I'm particularly thinking, for example, it could be the people who, say taught you to meditate, who led your retreat. It could be even the ones you don't know, like Sangharakshita, who started this whole movement 50 years ago. It could even include the Buddha, who started this movement 2,500 years ago in the greater movement of Buddhism. So the people who help you, and they might just be, you know, not necessarily your teachers in terms of order members or what have you, but just friends that you have in the Sangha that help you along, who encourage you, who exemplify something. And then the fifth stage, the final stage, we expand out, just like we do in the Metta Bhavanas, at all beings. Yeah, I mean, it's quite extraordinary, of course, how dependent we are on all beings. Someone last night, when I was talking about this, talked about, he thinks about this in relation to his porridge, when he eats his porridge in the morning, how many people are involved in getting that bowl of porridge on his, very simple dish, obviously, but how many people are involved in getting that bowl of porridge on his breakfast table, from the people growing it, of course, to then processing it, to then transporting it to the supermarket, and then selling it to the supermarket, and he gets it home, and then he cooks it anyway, and so on and so forth. That's just one tiny slice out of our day. So in a way, the whole of human society only works because of this extraordinary network of cooperation, which is global, of course. Now, you might say, well, okay, people are paid for those jobs. I don't think that matters. Like, everyone just needs to live, but we're all cooperating. We are all cooperating, and that's the only way the society works. And we're in a particular stage of history, of course, in this part of the world, in this epoch, where we are great beneficiaries of other people's efforts all around the world. So there's the five stages. Spend about 5 minutes on each stage. And continue to bath now.
Yeah. I'm just going to open some windows so that we can.
Great.
Yeah, it's quite warm, isn't it? Yeah. Starting off by connecting to the sensations of the breath. And as you breathe out, relaxing into the support of the earth. Bring your awareness to the heart center. Noticing what kind of mood you're in. Maybe it's, you might have a word, or it might just be a sense of pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Or as a metaphor, if you are water, what kind of water are you right now? Begin with an awareness of all that we do for ourselves. The way we look after our health, our body. Some of it through our intentionality and some of what he just does for us. Breathing, fighting off illness. Digesting our food. Pumping our blood. in everything we do, to live a happy, fulfilling life, and to grow and develop. Thank you. Our parents to mind. Or if not our parents, those who brought us up. Noticing the felt response as we do that. Pleasant or unpleasant. Reflecting what they did for us. They gave us this body, this life. They fed and protected us when we were helpless. Gave us language, made sure we got an education. And did their best to love us. Thank you. Bring to mind our teachers. Perhaps one or two that particularly helped us at school. Tried to help us learn something of human knowledge, the human faculty. Maybe a great artist or writer, a musician of the past. Who enhances our life through their work. Noticing how it feels to dwell on these gifts. bring to mind our spiritual friends. Notice who comes to mind immediately. The one or ones who encourage us, inspire us. Exemplify. They give us their time, their attention, their love even. And those who've helped us to find the Dharma that we don't know, Sangharakshita, all the great teachers of the past. All the way back to the Buddha. All keeping this flame of the Dharma alight for our benefit. Expand our awareness of gifts given to us. To include everyone here in this room. We together create this Sangha for us to grow in. And everyone throughout the history of the Bristol Buddhist Centre who built it and created it for our benefit. Thank you. Everyone here in Bristol who makes our life possible. Maintain the roads. Drive the buses. Sell us our food. Keep the peace. People beyond this city. Throughout the UK, we produce our power, our water, our food. Everything we need to live. Expanding that out well beyond the UK to include all beings on this planet. This 7 billion strong net of cooperation that makes our life possible. Now letting go of any effort, just sitting.